If the earth were only occupied by women, life would cease to exist. If the earth was only occupied by men, life would cease to exist. God told Adam, it's not good for you to be alone or all one. Life on this earth is sustained by balance. A balance of left and right, hot and cold, up and down, in and out. Extremes can be destructive. All work and no play, all go and no stay. Extremes. I remember growing up that being saved or being a Christian was extreme. No makeup, no pants for the women, no sports, no music that wasn't gospel. The women wore white dresses down to their ankles with white tams on their heads. And you better not get your hair straight. We went to church 7 days a week. Even hearing myself say it right now is hard to believe, but it's true. As children, my sister and I went to school, came home, did our homework, ate, and went to church. Our parents did the same thing. Worked a full day, came home, ate, got dressed, went to church. And sometimes it lasted into the midnight hours. Then we would rinse and repeat. Sometimes we fasted for days without even water, prayed for hours, and tarried for the Holy Ghost for months. But after all of that, there was still dysfunction in our families, divorce, incest, molestation, and domination. Then the pendulum swung to the extreme in the opposite direction. Now, everything goes. We can lie, cheat, steal, kill. Oh, but we still love the Lord, though. I can backstab you, wreck up your home, manipulate my sisters, extort my brothers, molest my children, and still claim salvation. Oh, hallelujah! But one thing is different. Back then, even though some crazy stuff was still going on because of human nature, we did still have a reverential fear of God, though. Men would be on the street corner playing craps until the preacher showed up. They'd be cussing, drinking, shucking, and jiving until the mother of the church showed up. My mama used to say when the thunderstorm came through, boy, sit down and be quiet. God is talking. There were some things that I did not do because I was scared that I was going to go to hell. Now, ain't nobody scared of nothing. Ain't nobody scared of hell. What? We ain't even scared of God no more. We do things without any fear of consequence, and we dare you to say something about it. And we use the cloak of grace as an excuse for our behavior. Well, God understands, you know. So I can just treat you any kind of way, talk to you any kind of way, and don't even feel bad about it. Children just talk to their parents any kind of way, even cuss them out and think it's their rites of passage. I'm just expressing myself. And if you say something about it, they'll blame the parent for triggering them to cuss them out. Do you know that in the Old Testament, if a child was unruly like that, that the hood got together and stoned them? Just saying. Now, don't turn me in for physical abuse. I was just wondering. Y'all, we lost the fear of the Lord. I'm not talking about sinners. I'm talking about so-called children of God. Us as peoples. Yes, yes, God does forgive, but he has not disabled the law of reciprocity. What I sow, I will still reap in the flesh. We've got to get back to the fearing and the reverencing of God. There has to be a balance in our lives. That's why we don't reverence authority, because we don't reverence God. If we don't have reverence for God, we sure ain't gonna have reverence for anybody else. Don't nobody tell me what to do. This is my life, my body, my mind, okay? We talk to him any kind of way. Hey God, what's up, man? What you doing? How about hooking a brother up? How about hooking a sister up? Give me some prosperity. Give me some money. Give me some houses and cars and lands. Make me famous. Make me rich, God. I'm your child. Do this for me. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell y'all, There's another side to God that I don't think you want to experience. Yes, God is loving. He's peaceful and he's kind. He's gentle and all that. But he's also just. And in Hebrews 10:30, it says, "For we know him who said, justice belongs to me, and I will repay them. Who also said, the Lord himself will handle these cases. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." I don't think we want to hear him say, "Okay, I can show you better than I can tell you." Just saying. Keep your balance. All right? Love you guys. Peace.